As the House passed the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, the administration of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued to blast the bill. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, spoke with WAMC News Thursday afternoon. She said the New York State Legislature may have to come back to Albany to address the effects of the law on the state, including the Collins-Fasso Amendment to force New York to pick up the cost of the county share of Medicaid.
We are in danger of losing upwards of $7 billion collectively if there's complete repeal along with this particular amendment, which penalizes only New York. So I hope the millionaires and billionaires are happy because they'll receive a tax cut. But the rest of the families, the middle-class families that we've been striving so hard to reduce taxes for, the governor successfully accomplished that with the legislature, they may be facing higher taxes, for example. And the collateral damage to the healthcare industry, which is a major employer, particularly in the small towns, the rural areas, they're often the largest employer, and the nursing homes and the nursing home payments will be cut over $400 million, $360 million cuts for home health care payments, hospital payments cut $355 million. So there is going to be such a ripple effect on our economy, knowing that health care alone is literally 20% of the economy of the country and indeed New York, that we're going to have to do a lot of cleanup here. And it is so preventable. And this is absolutely a prescription for disaster. And I wish our members of Congress, particularly those from the state of New York, would follow the premise that doctors follow, which is do no harm. Do no harm first. And they're going to wreak havoc and do tremendous harm to the people of their home districts, forcing them to lose necessary coverage, whether it's for pre-existing conditions, because the money that they're putting in to placate people who are critical of that component is nowhere near what they're going to have to cover people with pre-existing conditions. So as I said, it is a prescription for disaster.
It is still early, but could there be legal challenges to this from New York State?
We will examine all of our options 100%. And I say that with a great deal of certainty. The governor does not want to jeopardize directly the 2.7 million New Yorkers who will lose their health care, and the other 7 million who are in jeopardy of having collateral damage and consequences. And what really troubles me is that there's so many people in the state of New York who are enjoying the benefits of the expanded Medicaid and the additional coverage who are not really aware that this is what Obamacare has done for them. They vote for people who want to repeal it, and I've met these individuals in diners in our most rural parts of the state, and they're saying to me now, well, I didn't really mean for them to get rid of it. Can you guys help save it? And I'm disappointed that those voices have not gotten through to the congressmen like Fasso and Stefanik and Chris Collins and some of the others who really are truly voting against their districts.
New York requires abortion services to be covered under insurance, commercial insurance policies. Would that circumvent the state law? Would federal law overrule that?
Yes. What they're exactly going to do is punish New York for its support of women's reproductive rights. They'll be taking away access to the tax credits that are supposed to make health insurance more affordable. Because, yes, we do cover that. We also know that Planned Parenthood would be deeply affected. And that's not just for abortion services, as you call them. They're also providing preventative screening for diseases and breast cancer and providing pap smears and a lot of other ways that we help protect women with preventative care. So they will be hurt dramatically, and a lot of low-income people will be defunded off the essential plan, half of whom are women, and they'll be denied money, and the lower-income people, 143,000, whose income is just above the threshold, again, they'll be denied millions of dollars in health credits to help, which is already in place, money to help keep the cost of the premiums down for them. That is blown out the window. And so, yes, there is a ripple effect that will be felt in every corner of the state, but I think women in particular will be hard hit by this.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul speaking with WAMC News.